One more entertainment note. Tonight's performance of the Trey McIntyre Project at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville is now sold out. Sunday, you can see the third DVD opera presentation in this year's season from the John Harrison Opera Foundation. It's Sunday afternoon at 2. The opera will be shown in HD in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall in the Fine Arts Center on the University of Arkansas campus. Sunday selection, like all of the others this season, will feature Renee Fleming. Yesterday, Rebecca Newth of the John Harrison Opera Foundation came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to tell us a bit more about Sunday's offering, Rusalka by Dvorak.
We are doing an entire season of Renee Fleming in five languages. And so this one is Rusalka. Renee Fleming turns out to be a very good dramatic actress. And it's very interesting to hear her. Last time she did Streetcar Named Desire.
Which was in English.
Yes. But Rusalka, the word, means water nymph. And the aria that this opera is known for is called Hymn to the Moon. And it's the aria that got my husband to be so crazy about opera. He heard it in Driving Miss Daisy, and that just started him in a whole new life. It's an especially beautiful opera, or aria, obviously, and the text of it sort of means the story of the Little Mermaid.
So this is, wow, so he heard it in...
He heard it at the movies. I didn't hear it. I was sitting right with him. But he heard this in Driving Miss Daisy. And now Driving Miss Daisy is on Broadway. And they still have this same aria in it. Apparently the man who wrote the screenplay and the story on which it was based was also inspired by this aria.
Wow.
So if you really want to be moved, you might want to come and hear this.
This sounds like then the perfect entry level for perhaps someone who has never really been exposed to opera. I mean,
yes.
If it's got an aria so powerful, it changes people's perceptions.
Right.
Yeah.
And even although it's not sung in English, it's just so beautiful.
These are performances that are shown via DVD, but they're HD.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall.
Yes.
With the new seats.
Yes, very comfortable.
And how much would I pay to get in?
Free.
At 2 o'clock?
Yes.
And this is the third of, I believe, five or six Renee Flemings.
Yes, the rest of them will be next semester.
Now, when Christopher Lacey's here and he starts talking about Renee Fleming, he starts gushing. And the one thing he mentions is she's not just a talented singer, but she is the complete stage presence.
Yes. She is. I didn't realize that. I've seen her myself even at the Metropolitan, but she is a dramatic actress as well, and I was so surprised about that. It's wonderful.
And these are being kind of shown chronologically in her career as well.
Yes.
We see her from
a very
the ingenue
young woman.
Up through.
Yes, yes. A little bit chubbier in the beginning. Now she's so svelte and everything.
All right. 2 o'clock at Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall and absolutely free.
Yes.
Rebecca, thank you very much.
Thank you.
From Renee Fleming to roller derby. Today, members of the Northwest Arkansas Roller Derby League are on patrol around Fayetteville, handing out free hugs. Today is International Free Hugs Day, at least in Northwest Arkansas and in Manchester, England. The event is inspired by a viral phenomenon of one man offering free hugs to anybody on city streets. Yesterday, a member of the Roller Derby League, who skates under the pseudonym Artemis Prime, came to KUAF to explain the day. She says they began the free hugs day early this morning.
Our first stop is going to be the Veterans Hospital. And we'll be going from floor to floor, room to room, handing out free hugs to whoever wants one.
After that, then there's a preschool?
We're going to community preschool, a place that was really special to my heart. My daughter attended community preschool. Great little place down on Leverett. And handing out some hugs to the preschoolers.
And then you throw it out wide open.
Then we're taking it to the streets, which is pretty much what Juan Mann, the creator of the International Free Hugs campaign, did. He stood out with a sign that's much like the one that I brought today, great big white sign that says free hugs, and sees who wants a hug. You know, some people would pass him by and look at him kind of strange. Other people would run up to him, jump on him, just anything for a hug. You never know who may have experienced a loss in the family. They may have lost their job. They may be here in Northwest Arkansas without any family at all. They may be a student who's feeling lonely. They may be somebody who's feeling sad and depressed. And that hug could make all the difference in the world.
Okay, I don't want to put a dark cloud with a silver lining here. You're women, you're attractive women, you're giving out free hugs. Are you a little bit concerned that somebody might try to too much?
We play roller derby. We're pretty tough girls.
Okay.
We just look girly most of the time.
How many free hugs do you think you'll give out?
Oh, Lord. Oh, I hope to give out more free hugs than I can possibly ever imagine. Yeah, as many people as want a free hug.
You going to be on skates?
We're not going to be on skates tomorrow just because of the terrain changes, being up and down stairs and things like that. But we do a lot of outdoor skating for endurance.
And you will be decked out in something that will identify you as Roller Derby League?
We will have our Northwest Arkansas Roller Derby looks on. We're a family-friendly league, so we'll be family-friendly, not to offend anyone. But absolutely, you'll be able to tell that we are Roller Derby.
You're doing this in conjunction with, as you said, it's International Free Hugs Day, but you're doing it specifically in conjunction with some folks in Manchester.
Manchester, England. My great friend over there, her name is Rachel Mason, and she's a rock star hairstylist. She actually came up with the idea and motivated me, collectively motivated each other to choose a month, a day, and a time. And Rachel is an amazing hairstylist. Her motto, or tagline, we call it, is Dare to be Different. And I thought, how different does it get to be roller derby?
Now, in derby, when you're competing, you're not handing out hugs. I've seen you guys. It's something other than a hug that takes place.
We are handing out, moving the other team out of the way so that our team can score. And keeping them from scoring. It's much like rugby, hockey, football on skates.
With a good sense of humor about it as well.
A great sense of humor, actually. We all have an alter ego. We don't use our real names.
And you are Artemis Prime.
I'm Artemis Prime. And we have a whole group of ladies and men who have alter egos. It's much easier to move someone out of the way or hit them. And, of course, there are rules. There's no actually fist hitting. It's pretty much like a moving them out of the way. Just so that your jammer can get through and score. And it's just a heck of a lot of fun. You'd be surprised at the women that play. They're professional women, women with children, women who all walks of life. A lot of them, this may be the only thing that they have to look forward to in their week. So it's just a great support system in itself for a sport. It's an incredible sport.
Artemis Prime is a member of the Northwest Arkansas Roller Derby League. Members of the four teams in the league are handing out free hugs today around Fayetteville as part of International Free Hugs Day. The first match of the season, or bout, as they're called in the roller derby world, for the local teams will take place in January. This is Ozarks at Large.
Hung up in Oakland on a Saturday night, Lord, I said I just didn't feel right.